There was no sign in any of Channis's actions that he was aware of any subtle change in the attitude of Pritchard and in their relations to each other. He leaned back on the hard wooden bench and spread-eagled his feet out in front of him. "What did you make of the governor?" Pritchard shrugged. "Nothing at all. He certainly seemed no mental genius to me. A very poor specimen of the Second Foundation, if that's what he was supposed to be. I don't think he was, you know. I'm not sure what to make of it." "Suppose you were a Second Foundationer." Channis grew thoughtful. "What would you do? Suppose you had an idea of our purpose here. How would you handle us?" "Conversion, of course." "Like the mule?" Channis looked up sharply. "Would we know if they had converted us? I wonder. And what if they were simply psychologists, but very clever ones? In that case, I'd have us killed rather quickly. And our ship? No." Channis wagged a forefinger. "We are playing against a bluff, Pritchard, old man. It can only be a bluff. Even if they have emotional control down pat, we, you and I, are only fronts. It's the mule they must fight, and they're being just as careful of us as we are of them. I'm assuming that they know who we are." Pritchard stared coldly. "What do you intend doing?" "Wait." The word was bitten off. "Let them come to us. They're worried, maybe about the ship, but probably about the mule. They bluffed with the governor. It didn't work. We stayed pat. The next person they'll send will be a Second Foundationer, and he'll propose a deal of some sort. And then? And then we make the deal." "I don't think so." "Because you think it will double-cross the mule?" "It won't." "No, the mule could handle your double-crosses, any you could invent. But I still don't think so." "Because you think then we couldn't double-cross the Foundationers?" "Perhaps not. But that's not the reason." Channis let his glance drop to what the other held in his fist, and said grimly, "You mean that's the reason?" Pritchard cradled his blaster. "That's right. You are under arrest."
"Why?"
"For treason to the first citizen of the Union." Channis's lips hardened upon one another.
"What's going on?"
"Treason, as I said. And correction of the matter on my part. Your proof? Or evidence? Assumptions? Daydreams? Are you mad?"
"No."
"Are you? Do you think the mule sends out unweaned youngsters on ridiculous swashbuckling missions for nothing?" It was queer to me at the time. But I wasted time in doubting myself. Why should he send you? Because you smile and dress well? Because you're 28? Perhaps because I can be trusted. Or aren't you in the market for logical reasons? Or perhaps because you can't be trusted. Which is logical enough, as it turns out. Are we matching paradoxes? Or is this all a word game to see who can say the least in the most words?" And the blaster advanced, with Pritchard after it. He stood erect before the younger man.
"Stand up."
Channis did so in no particular hurry and felt the muzzle of the blaster touch his belt with no shrinking of the stomach muscles. Pritchard said, "What the mule wanted was to find the Second Foundation. He had failed, and I had failed, and the secret that neither of us can find is a well-hidden one. So there was one outstanding possibility left, and that was to find a seeker who already knew the hiding place.
Is that I?
Apparently it was. I didn't know then, of course, but though my mind must be slowing, it still points in the right direction. How easily we found Star's End. How miraculously you examined the correct field region of the lens from among an infinite number of possibilities. And having done so, how nicely we observe just the correct point for observation. You clumsy fool. Did you so underestimate me that no combination of impossible fortuities struck you as being too much for me to swallow? You mean I've been too successful? Too successful by half for any loyal man. Because the standards of success you set me were so low? And the blaster prodded, though in the face that confronted Chanis only the cold glitter of the eyes betrayed the growing anger. Because you are in the pay of the Second Foundation. Pay? Infinite contempt. Prove that. Or under the mental influence. Without the mule's knowledge, ridiculous. With the mule's knowledge. Exactly my point, my young dullard. With the mule's knowledge. Do you suppose else that you would be given a ship to play with? You led us to the Second Foundation as you were supposed to do. I thresh a kernel of something or other out of this immensity of chaff. May I ask why I'm supposed to be doing all this? If I were a traitor, why should I lead you to the Second Foundation? Why not hither and yon through the galaxy, skipping gaily, finding no more than you ever did? For the sake of the ship, and because the men of the Second Foundation quite obviously need nuclear weapons for self-defense. You'll have to do better than that. One ship won't mean anything to them, and if they think they'll learn science from it and build nuclear power plants next year, they are very, very simple Second Foundationers indeed. On the order of simplicity as yourself, I should say. You will have the opportunity to explain that to the mule.
We're going back to Calgan.
On the contrary, we're staying here. And the mule will join us in 15 minutes. More or less. Do you think he hasn't followed us, my sharp-witted, nimble-minded lump of self-admiration? You have played the decoy well in reverse. You may not have led our victims to us, but you have certainly led us to our victims. May I sit down, said Chanis, and explain something to you in picture drawings? Please. You will remain standing. At that, I can say it as well, standing. You think the mule followed us because of the hyper-relay on the communication circuit?